Open your Bibles up to Book of Isaiah. I love the Book of Isaiah. Chapter 40. Let's read 25 down to 31. Verse 25 says this: to whom then will ye liken me? God is talking. He said, or shall I be equal? Said the Holy One. Lift up your eyes on high, and behold who has created these things, that bringeth out their hosts by number. He calleth them, to my God, he called them all by names, by the greatness of his might. For that he is strong in power, not one that faileth. God never faileth. Amen. Say, why sayest thou, O Jacob, and speakest, O Israel? My way is hid from the Lord, and my judgment is passed from my God. God sees all, hears all, knows all. He said, hast thou not known, hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary. There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increaseth strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint. Come on and give God some praise. God is contending. Well, he's not contending, but he's putting the question to him. It's like an interrogation to Israel. Because Israel said that, I put it this way, that God done turned his back on them when all the time he done brought them out of Egypt and brought them into a land that he promised, but they didn't ever get there. He promised all of these things, and they're here contending with him. Man never wanted to really associate a talk with God since he transgressed against him. After that, man always wanted a man to look forward to. And God is saying, who created these, all this thing, and named them by name, gave them strength to lift them up? I remember one Wednesday evening, I think it was, we was having a corporate anointing class, or we were having a Wednesday service, and I was sitting back there talking with Brother Andy. And I was sitting there, I said, Brother Andy, you know, God is amazing. He put the sun up there in a fixed position. It's burning. It's still burning since he put it there. He put it there before he created the man. Then he said, a planet called Earth. He put it there. It's moving. He put the moon over there for the Earth. It sticks. I said, God is amazing. He can do all these things, call them by name, and command them to do whatever he sent them to do, and they're still doing it. Glory to God. The only one that's failing God is man. Glory to God. He said, lift up your eyes on high. I often do this. I look unto the heavens, you know, and say, God, I thank you for the stars that are yet producing stars. I thank you, Lord God, for the planets that I can't see with my naked eye, but I thank you for the one that I'm living on and the one that I can see. So I lift up my eyes unto the hills from which cometh my help. And that's what we got to do. We got to lift our eyes up and realize who the creator is. The strength that he has and the power that he has. to create all of those things in the heavens. The Father did. Elohim, the creator. He created in covenant relationship to mankind. He created. And then he turned around and he created the heavens and the earth. That was Jesus. And then God spoke and said, let us come together and create man in our image and our likeness. That's what threw me off. When God did that, I wonder how could the man ever come against an almighty God? I think he was mad because God put him to sleep and took the bone out of him and created the woman. And he called both of them Adam.
Yes, sure did.
Adam didn't like it, so he changed Eve's name because he didn't want Eve to have the same power and the same anointing, yes, the same relationship that he had with God. So he named her Eve, a little lower than Adam. Glory to God. That's what Israel is doing right here. They are contending with God Almighty when God has spoken in his word that every man shall live by the words that proceeded out of his mouth shall man live by. Now God spoke this over here in Isaiah in the Old Testament. But the Old Testament is the everlasting gospel, so it ties in with the New Testament where we are today. So God spoke in the Old Testament concerning today. Glory to God. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. He said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Then he folded over to the New Testament. Glory to God. He sent grace, and grace came, glory to God, and died and rose up again that you and I might have life and have it more abundant. So he covered what he said in Isaiah. He said, whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. That's the same word as he was saying over in the Old Testament when he said, man shall not live by bread alone, nor by his strength, nor by his power, nor by his might, but my strength and my might and my knowledge and my wisdom that I put in him from the beginning. Come on and give God some praise. Hallelujah. He said, has thou not known? Has thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator, the ends of the earth, is faint not, neither is weary? I don't get tired. We get tired. The only reason we get tired is because of what the man did. The reason we have all the sickness and disease, the hate, the murders and the wrath and all of these things, the strife and the pressure, is because of the man. Come on, man. I wish I could do something about the man, but I can't do nothing about it in the form of taking him out back and shooting him or killing him. Because if we do that, we kill ourselves and rob ourselves of the opportunity of grace. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I want to live and have my being in Christ Jesus. Yeah. I want to find out more about him than I know already, glory to God. Yeah. Because God is unlimited. Yeah. And whatsoever you have need, he got it. Yeah. Glory to God. If you need healing, he got it. Yeah. And you don't have to be afraid to ask God for it. Because God didn't hide anything from us, glory to God, but he brought it forward in his son. He manifested it, glory to God, in his son. His son came, predestinated he came.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. That means I was already here before he got here. Glory to God. It just wasn't my turn to be healed, but when my turn came, and I asked in his name, believing, and I didn't doubt in my heart when I was down in my back, couldn't move my leg, was paralyzed. I asked God, I said, you are the healer, and I'm going to trust in you. God healed. Hallelujah, I'm here to tell you I'm still healed. I might be hurting someplace else, you might be hurting someplace else, but God is still God. It don't make no difference what come up on you, glory to God. God is greater than anything that come into your life. The scripture said that he's a name above every name.
Come on.
So cancer has got no place. Glory to God. Broken heart don't have no place.
Come on.
We got to stand on God. Amen. Glory to God. The scripture says in the next verse He said he gave it power to the faint and to them that have no might. He increased strength. That means when you're weak and weary, God is yet strong.
Yeah.
That's what Paul said. He said, I'd much rather glory in my trials and my tribulation that the power of God may rest upon me. Because in him is the strength. In him is the way. Jesus says, I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. He said, I am the way, the outer court, salvation.
Come on.
He said, I am the truth. Glory to God, the holy place on the inner court means that we are still being saved. That's where we are right now. We're in the inner court being saved. Being saved from our transgressions that we got to be delivered from every day. Let me tell you something. We are still being delivered every day from death. In other words, we are overcoming death every day and moving into eternal life so that we can be complete in him. Come on and give God some praise. In the meantime, when we're weak, glory to God, God is there. That's the being saved. When we're weak, God is there to press us on in. When we're not strong, God is there to help us to endure. Glory to God. When our minds are perplexed, God is there with his strength, glory to God, and his love. When we turn aside from him and miss the mark, he's there to show us the road back to his path of righteousness, glory to God. For in him do we live and move and have our being. Don't ever forget who you are and what you have in Christ Jesus. Come on and give me some praise.
Oh,
he goes on to say again. He talked about them people that have strength. He said, even the youth shall faint. Because they are human. They are not supernatural. He said he said faint and be weary. I get tired. I'm not young. But I remember the scripture said I once was young, but now I'm old. But I never seen the righteous saved. Now her seed bread and bread. It doesn't make any difference about the age, glory to God. It's all about Jesus, the healer. Jesus the deliverer, Jesus the savior, Jesus the joy, Jesus the peace, Jesus the righteousness, glory to God. And when he went back unto the Father, he sent back a comforter to remind us what we have and who we are in him. It's called the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost will lead us and guide us into all truth of the Father. Come on, give him some praise. Then he goes on to tell them, he said, the young men should utterly fall. You know, some people think they got it all. Now, this is a thought God gave me about it. Some people think they got it all and they're so supernatural, you know, especially those that don't know Christ. And then we got some that know Christ that think they're special, glory to God, that they are above one another. But God said, we're not above one another. We are equal, glory to God. That's what Adam and Eve was. They were equal. And every saint of God that's in the body of Christ is equal, glory to God. We might have different operations and different things that God has anointed us to do, glory to God. So all we got to do is do our part, keep our mind stayed up on him. And when we do that, we become that corporation that God is working on right now. He's working on it right now, trying to save it and put it together, glory to God. He's working on the saint, glory to God. It don't take God no time to do anything, but it takes us to make up our mind to know who we are and where we are in Christ Jesus. Where we're being saved right now in Christ Jesus. Yeah. He's leading us, glory to God, to the complete deliverance. That's what I'm looking for. I'm going to the end, glory to God. Yeah. I'm not stopping in the middle, glory to God, because there's not enough in the middle. I need everything that God has. I need his complete glory, his complete life in my life so that I can reign forever with him. Come on and give me some praise. He said, but they, they that know him, they that standing on his word and not contending with it, they that love thy neighbor as thyself, they that love God, they that walk around, glory to God, with the crown of glory and the glow all about them. Glory to God. It's not shining like this light here, but people recognize it. They recognize it in your walk and in your talk, how you carry yourself. They see Christ in you, glory to God. They see one, glory to God, that can handle when they get angry. They see one, because God said, you can be angry, but sin not, glory to God. Let me tell you something. People see all of this in you. They see the glory of God. They see the love of God. The thing is you're going to show forth, or you're going to draw up glory to God. Some Christians, glory to God, think because they are saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost, glory to God, that they don't have to talk to nobody. Somebody prayed about you, glory to God. Somebody talked to you about Christ. Somebody lifted him up in you. Somebody walked up right there before you, and you saw Christ in them, your hope of glory. Come on and give it some praise. They that wait upon the Lord. Wait. Waiting is means waiting with steadfastness. Endurance. Steadfast endurance. Which is a great expression of faith. 1 Corinthians 15:15, if you want to write the scripture down. You can write it down, but it says, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord, we're not working for nothing. We're working for something that we have already obtained. We just got to find out more about it. I'm talking about Jesus. We got to find out how he got home from Calvary. When he died and hung his head on Calvary, the Holy Ghost raised him up out of that grave or that sepulcher, and he was seen walking among men. And some of those saints that back in Isaiah day and before Isaiah day got up and walked with him. Somebody said they saw Moses and Joseph, and all those folks walking. Glory to God. They didn't have grace like we had it, but grace was there. The Father was the grace because he was the cloud that hung over Israel and led them and guided them. He was that Holy Ghost, glory to God. And God done sent us that comforter back. We don't have the cloud, glory to God, but we have the power and the strength of the Holy Ghost to lead us and to guide us in all truth of the Father, glory to God. Yeah. The Father promised us a whole lot. He promised it through Jesus Christ. That's why he said, this is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased. Don't you want God to say the same thing about you, glory to God? Jesus said, I'm not afraid to be equal with God, glory to God, because we are one. Though we want to be one with Jesus Christ in God the Father, in God and the Holy Ghost, and in God Jesus Christ. Come on and give us some praise. He said, wait, steadfast. Wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Shall renew or change. See, you don't have to go through the way we are going through sometimes. You just got to know that you can change that situation. If you got a situation today, glory to God, you can change it. Hallelujah. You don't have to go to the temple to get a change. You don't have to turn on the television and look for a certain evangelist to get a change, because they are not Jesus. Jesus is the one who changed everything. And when he changed everything, that's why he was teaching in the gospel. He said, behold, I give unto you the keys to the kingdom. And you can unlock, or you can lock up. Come on. Or you can pull down, or you can bind, or you can loose. So what are you going to do with what Jesus gave to you? You don't have to go any place else to get it. The Bible says, look unto the hills from which cometh your help. All of your help come from Jesus. all of your strength, all of your joy, all of your peace, all of your might, all of your deliverance. You are able to ask in his name, believe it, and the change will come.
Amen.
Glory to God. God, let me tell you something. Man is the one that's governed by time. That's why they can't wait. God doesn't work in time. Pastor Keith said God is on the outside of time. He's time. He said man in time. That's why it's so hard for man to wait. Because he think God's supposed to do it according to the 24/7. But God worked in his own ways, his wonders to perform. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He don't work in any time zone. The only thing about God in his time is trust. That's his time, trust. Trust in the Lord always and lean not to your own understanding, but in all your ways that's in the time zone.
Come on.
Cast it up on him that's not in the time. That's why when he comes and heals us, he's on time. When he do things for us, he's right on time.
Amen.
Glory to God. Not according to 20 years ago, but when he comes, he's on time. He's the same God. 20 years ago when you prayed for the situation to be changed, you just didn't believe it like you should have been. Glory to God. He's the same God that's changing it right now, 20 years long later. People try to change God and put it where they want him to be. Let me tell you something. He's supposed to be abiding in your soul, and you're supposed to be abiding in him. And when you do according to what God says, everything will come true. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So man has got to trust in the Lord. It says shall renew or change that situation. I'm just like you. I've been praying for a lot of changes. I haven't seen them yet. You know, I got to the place. I said, Lord, I'm old. Some of them things I've been asking you about look like I'm going to get them, you know. So some of the things I asked you about, I don't really need them anymore. But see, God don't have to give you the exact thing that you prayed for then, because then I was younger, but now I'm older, but he can still answer that prayer according to the need that you have to be there. Come on, give God some praise. Hallelujah. Don't have to be the same way what you asked for. Glory to God. God know our every need, and he'll bless accordingly to his will for your life. Come on and give us some praise. Strength to endure. Enduring patiently in confident hope that God will decisively act for the salvation of his people. That's what Israel is trying to teach. God's trying to teach Israel. Since Israel is so hard-headed, God said, I'm going to raise up another hard-headed people. Don't leave us out. We're hard-headed too. What Jesus was doing or what God was doing, he was getting himself out expressly in the earth, because that's what he came to retrieve, that which was lost. The man that he created. He came to retrieve him. The only way he could retrieve him was by his strength, by his power, by his might, by his anointing. He came and he died and he hung his head on Calvary, and he said, it is finished. That means that our salvation was finished from the beginning to the end. That means we were saved when he said it was finished. That means that we are being saved. That means that we have complete deliverance in the end. Glory to God. That's when Jesus came. He took care of all of this. It's already done. So what's our problem? Hard-headed people. Glory to God. We wander from the mark. Why? Because we're in a time zone. We have to deal with the works of the flesh like Jesus did.
Yeah.
He dealt with it. He overcame so that we can be overcomers just like he was.
Yeah.
See, that's what we're working on. We're working on to overcome. Hallelujah. That's why we're being saved. Because the Holy Ghost come along and remind you, you need to be doing this in his name instead of doing that in your way. You need to hold on to his unchanging hand and let your hand that can get feeble alone or loose. You need to work in the strength of the Lord and leave your strength alone. I'm talking about physical strength and inner strength. Jesus Christ is our inner resources. So we ought to live from those resources. Glory to God. Spiritual, physical, financially, mentally, emotionally. We should live from the inner resources, which is Jesus Christ, our hope.
Yeah.
Glory to God. That's our strength. And God will ask those that wait upon him, or endure, or be steadfast. Steadfast. We have to be steadfast in God. Waiting involves the very essence of a person's being, his soul. If we don't wait on God, that's why he said, was to work out our soul salvation with fear and trembling. I thought when I got saved, that was it. You couldn't tell me nothing. I'm saved. Going back there, you know, I was a drinker. Drink them out of the table. And enjoyed doing it. And talked about it and bragged on it. It's time to brag on Jesus. The one who brought you out of that darkness into his marvelous light. It's time to bring on him, brag on him. So I put aside the bottle, that spirit, and took on another spirit that had the strength and the power to keep me. The same power that's keeping you. Glory to God. And I began to walk in his way and learn about him the way we are all doing. Right now, we're walking in his way and to learn. That's why I say keep your mind stayed on him. If you do, and whatever you do, you shall have that perfect peace that it's talking about.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. But it's endurance to have that perfect peace. It's persevering. It's fighting the good fight. Jesus did. Think about the price that he paid. I think about that sometimes. How in the world could he have done that? Well, he relied on the Father. So how can we do it? Relying on Jesus. The promise that came through him is coming through us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God took care of it all. He said, I'm going to give those who walk upright before me a gift. And his name is Jesus. They that wait upon me shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with eagles, wings of eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint. First, we started flying. By the power of the Spirit. In 2 Corinthians 11, 5 and 12 and 11, you can write those scriptures down. At first we fly. Paul put it this way. You sum it up by reading it. I'm going to paraphrase some stuff that God gave to me. That means that we was equal among, that we are equal among one another with God in his love, power, in his might. You don't have any more than I have. Just what do you have need of? That's what you use. Hallelujah. A lot of people raise themselves up like they got more power and might and strength from God than you have. When it's the same God that saved them, saved you. So how you gonna have more power and more strength than anybody else? Salvation is power. The complete power of God.
Yeah.
That was able to take us out of that darkness into his marvelous light. Oh, praise God. It says, then we run. Ephesians 3 and 8. We run. Grace is given to all who abide in Christ. We are all striving toward the mark of that high calling. It's in Christ Jesus. And then we walk, 1 Timothy 1 and 15. Christ came to save the sinner and sinless by his grace. He came to save, and guess what? He's still saved. And those that don't know him, he's saving. Those that know him, he's still saving. Glory to God. We got to complete this race. It's a race. The race is not completed until you cross the finish line. I don't want to cross that finish line and stand before him. And he said, depart from me, you worker of iniquity. I know you not. I want him to tell me the same thing that he told Jesus Christ. This is my beloved son in whom I well please. Enter into your rest. Come on and give him some praise. Hallelujah. There's going to come a time when all that God has promised us in our life will be realized and fulfilled. You ain't going to leave away from here without being it all fulfilled in your life. You got to have that hope. Some people say, you know, see, I was a little weak on that hope when I said what I said. I said, God, I done got hold now. You know, and I asked God for a bunch of stuff, you know, and probably, you know, it was too materialistic. That's why I didn't get some of it. Maybe I don't have it. Never get any of it. I don't need nothing materialistic. We need the power and the strength of God to come to that completeness. Hallelujah. Because when you cross over there, you ain't going to have no automobiles, and you ain't going to have no buses and no airplanes, and you ain't going to have no food over there, no steak and potatoes, glory to God. It's all going to be the glory of God, and we all going to be around that throne praising him, glory to God. The son said, I praise him, and I'm glad that I made it over, glory to God, and I can tell, glory to God, that I made it over because I see the fullness of his face now, and the fullness up his glory. Come on and give us some praise.
Yeah.
Glory to God. He is the way, the truth, and the life. Keep your mind stayed on Jesus Christ. See, that's our vision. That's our work. Jesus said, the work that I do shall give you also, but greater than this shall you do. Glory to God. We got to keep doing the work. We got to study to show ourselves approved of the work. Hallelujah. If you don't find out about the work, how can you do the work? Glory to God. You can't do nothing that you don't know. Hallelujah. I became a tool and die maker, but I didn't come by because I went to grade school. I had to learn some more stuff. Glory to God, that was after high school, and I had to go to college again for 4 years to learn that. So I just couldn't walk in the tool and die and start making some tools. I had to know what I'm doing, glory to God. You can't witness or testify about God in your life unless you find out about him and what he's doing in your life.
Amen.
Glory to God. Come on and give me some praise. That's what he means, walk uprightly before him. Because I can tell somebody about him. And let me tell you something. When you begin to tell somebody about Jesus, glory to God, then everything stands still. The scripture says, stand still and know I'm God. When you're talking to somebody that's lost, glory to God, that old nature man stands still. Why? Because God is greater than that old nature man, glory to God. His strength is much greater. His power is much greater. His salvation is much greater. Come on and give God some praise. Hallelujah. He's worthy to be praised. He is the answer. He is the way. He is the Almighty. He is the everlasting. He is everything that you have need of. He is your food, glory to God. He is your water, glory to God. He is the blood that's running warm in your veins. He is your feet that you walk. He is your eyes that you see. He is your ears that you hear. Come on and lift him up and give him some praise. Hallelujah. Stand to your feet. Book here says, I'm not ashamed of the gospel because it is the power of God for the salvation of everyone who believes. Don't you notice This message says on the other side, this message is illegal in many nations. It's still illegal in many nations. It's still illegal. People don't want to know about Jesus. But that's all right. God has got everything under control. They're going to know him. And every knee, the scripture says, shall bow to our coming King. Come on and give him some praise. I say, one that comes down. Right? Bradley, get everybody's hand real quick. He's able to do it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You may have been struggling in life. That's the time zone that we live in. It's a struggling zone. God put it there so we can move from one dispensation to the next, trusting in him. Take your neighbor by the hand. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come in your name, for there's no other name but your name. There's no other name under heaven where our man must be saved, delivered, and set free. God, we pray right now as we purpose in our heart the need that you already know about, God, even before we ask it in our minds and in our heart, and even before we spoke with our hearts. Ah, God, obtain. God, you already know. We pray, oh Lord God, that you bring it to pass, God. We are touching one and agreeing with one another in prayer through you, Jesus. Corporately, Lord God. But where there's one can chase 1,000, two can chase 10,000. You say, where there's two or three gathered together in your name, that you're in the midst. God, we'll thank you for releasing your power right now, Lord God, unto the weak. Unto those that need strength, unto those that need your might, we thank you for releasing that power right now.
Yes,
because there's no power greater than your power. You are all power in heaven and in earth, and we thank you for it in Jesus' mighty, wonderful name. Come on and give me some praise. Yes, God said, don't worry about that struggle. Certain one that you're going through, but God said, don't worry about it, because he got everything under control. Now he said, through your eyes and through your thinking, sometimes it looks bleak, but God said, through his eyes, he's going to show you that it's clearly and it's over. I said, God, come on and give us some praise.